I'm Carrie Weisenfeld. I am the co-host of Parent Coaches Unleashed, a podcast that shares real raw feelings about parenting. I am the parent of two young adult sons, and looking back at my journey of parenting, it has been a journey to say the least. My call to really want to do this is because I thought it was going to be really easy and I was going to excel at this job of parenting, of mom. And my background was in human resources. I managed people. Why can managing little children be so difficult? But it was. It was a struggle for me. My mom made it look super easy. I found myself early on in parenting. My children were probably around 4 and 6 or 5 and 7. And I found myself one afternoon at home. The kids were fighting and I just had to take a time out for myself. And I found myself on the bathroom floor, hysterically crying. Like I wanted to throw in the parenting towel. Like I just had thoughts like, I can't do this. I cannot do this. It is just too difficult. I didn't know where to go from there. I was alone. My husband, who, you know, we're both parenting the children together, but he was working. And I had to look for friends just to get me through a couple of days of feeling really, really bad about where I was as a parent and not really enjoying the role of a parent at that moment. So I sought out counseling. And through counseling, I realized that what I was trying to do was to be this perfect parent. And so there was an actual term that the therapist shared with me called, perfect parenting. And I had no idea that's what I was doing. But once I knew that that was what I was trying to create, like these two perfect boys who did everything the right way, who didn't struggle, who behaved properly, you know, in public settings. And I was putting so much pressure on myself to be that perfect parent. It wasn't real. It wasn't something that I could maintain. And when I found that I kind of let my guard down and showed people who I really was and how it really felt, I felt more accepted by other moms, by my children. You know, they acted differently towards me when everything wasn't so regimented and on point, that we were all allowed to just, you know, be in the moment and be. I wanted to share this as part of my journey, but my journey then led me into many different places in a career working with adults. And then at some point, you know, as my kids were in high school and into the college years, there were lots of other struggles that came. We've dealt with trauma. We've dealt with illness and death, obviously with travel and moving across country. There have been real happy moments, but still there were more struggles, and therapy helped, talking helped. But I found that as I became more real and more real as a parent and asking for guidance and sharing what I learned, that is where I found my value and my peace to not feel so alone as a parent. There's no rule book that comes with our children. And even if there was, they are who they are. And I learned to embrace who my children were and got rid of this, you know, perfect concept. So jump forward to the last couple of years, I started working with young adults in my life coaching practice, as I saw that there was a lot of issues with young adults or teens kind of moving from the young adult stage into independence and launching. So there's this term, failure to launch, that's out there that just describes that moving from your parents' home out into the world, whatever path you take, that there's lots of obstacles, and it's a real challenge today for young adults to become independent. That's where I felt I wanted to spend my time working with young adults. And as I navigated my practice working with young adults, I found that it was the parents that were the ones that were calling me often because they were having the challenges with what their role was in navigating this launching process. And it dawned on me after meeting my co-host, Jessica Enger, who is a parent coach, that we had some synergies here, that my value as a parent and also as a life coach was to be able to connect and share with other parents. And so to me, this podcast is like my way to give back. I am so looking forward to this journey that the podcast is going to, where it's going to take us. But what's really, really helpful is being open and honest about the struggles, sharing the stories, sharing the lessons, and letting other people in so that other parents don't feel alone. Because that's a really, really difficult place to be, is where you're lonely and you don't know where to turn to for the answers. So I welcome you to listen to Parent Coaches Unleashed, to subscribe. And I also encourage you to please connect with me directly at Carrie@SoaringHawkLifeCoaching.com. I am so looking forward to this journey and where the podcast takes us, and to hearing all your feedback and stories and questions that you as parents have out there. Just remember, you are not alone.